omissions, weekly Bible readings, they often teach as much through what's left out than what we've read. So today we're going to find out what we can learn from today's Bible reading that tells about a time when Jesus read from the scroll of Isaiah and he left out some pretty significant parts. So Jesus read, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Done. Close the scroll. Drop the mic. Today this has been fulfilled. But the scroll of Isaiah continues. It says this, "To proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to provide for those who mourn in Zion, to give them a garland instead of ashes, of oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit. They will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord to display his glory. They shall build up the ancient ruins. They shall raise up the former devastations. They shall repair the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations. Strangers shall stand and feed your flocks. Foreigners shall till your land and dress your vines. But you shall be called priests of the Lord. You shall be named ministers of our God. You shall enjoy the wealth of the nations and their riches. And you shall glory, because their shame was double, and dishonor was proclaimed as their lot. Therefore they shall possess a double portion. Everlasting joy shall be theirs. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrongdoing. I will faithfully give them their recompense, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Their descendants shall be known." To proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, and a day of vengeance for God. So why do you think Jesus stopped right here and didn't go on? I got some thoughts. I think it's because the part that he left out is really laced with vengeance and retribution. And Jesus was and is not about vengeance and retribution. He was and is about good news, release, recovery, an end to oppression, and God's love and kindness. So calls for an uprising and to get back at them run contrary to who Jesus is. So he didn't say that. Or you might think, nah, he just read part of the scroll and then stopped. It's no different than me reading the Bible each week and then stopping without taking on what's next. And that's right, sort of. In this week's Bible reading, it stops right in the middle of the story. Next week, though, we're going to pick it up. For everyone who already read ahead, we'll get to that part next week. But I think Jesus had more of an agenda, and it relates directly to what I said a minute ago. Calls for an uprising and to get back at them run contrary to who Jesus is. So let's look at what's going on. Jesus began to preach and teach in their synagogues, and he was praised by everyone. The people in the synagogues listened to and respected Jesus' teachings. So when he came to Nazareth, where he'd been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. It wasn't some new thing. This was what he did. Then he read from the scrolls before, or he had read from the scrolls before, and he was doing it again. And in the synagogues, those who came to listen, while not necessarily people who had memorized everything, had some knowledge of the things that Jesus was reading about. And they were waiting for the Anointed One to come and set things right. They were waiting for a warrior to come in and save the day. So Jesus read what he read, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, and then he stopped, rolled up the scroll, dropped the mic, gave it to the attendant, sat down. And everyone looked and waited for what was going to come next. And Jesus said, "Today the scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." What? But you didn't tell the whole story. Good news to the poor, sure. Release the captives, yeah. Recovery of sight to the blind, of course. Let the oppressed go free, yeah, we're with you. Proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, yes. But you're not done. Jesus, the one we're waiting for, is also going to proclaim that day of vengeance for our God. More comfort to the mourning. Return to the ruined cities. The ones who have treated us so badly will be our slaves. The one we're waiting for is going to bring us wealth and glory. We're going to get even with those who have taken our stuff. We're waiting for you to say how bad the other people are. We're waiting for you to tell us who to hate. We're waiting for you to warn us that we need to put up a barrier to keep the bad people out. We're waiting for you to tell us how much you love us and not them. But Jesus stopped without saying any of that. Remember, he was not about revenge or power or wealth and glory. He stopped and told them that this is fulfilled. Good news to the poor, release of the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, the oppressed set free, proclaiming the year of the Lord's favor. I've said that part a few times, and maybe you don't know what it is. It's the time when debts are forgiven, land returned to their original owners, and everyone starting out the same, even playing field. It's called the year of Jubilee. It isn't something that's ever been practiced anywhere, as far as I know. But it is what Jesus proclaimed. He was about people living in harmony with other people. No one wielding power like a weapon, and no one hoarding wealth. It's what Jesus proclaimed. And all of it is what humanity has failed to do. Are we still looking for a warrior to come and save the day? Or are we willing to live what Jesus taught? Jesus preached good news. How are we going to share it? May we all live and love and grow following Jesus' good ways. Amen.